Potpourri. Willkommen,
welcome,
bienvenue. Gedanken, Thoughts, Ideen, Leben,
Life,
Spaßiges,
Plaisir,
Interviews, Wissenschaft,
Musik,
Reisen,
Traveling,
Voyage,
Sprache,
Languages,
Long.
Hello, welcome to Potpourri. This is Florian speaking, finally again, back with the old equipment, and, well, back from behind the moon, basically. So today's episode will be in English, and I will be telling you finally what has been going on and why you have been waiting so long.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Potpourri. Aujourd'hui, l'épisode va être de nouveau en anglais. Je suis désolé que ça a duré tellement longtemps que j'enregistre une autre épisode. Mais il y a des raisons, plus ou moins. Mais à part ça, non. Tout ce que je vais vous dire aujourd'hui, c'est ce qui s'est passé pendant les dernières 3 mois et ce qui peut-être va se passer dans le futur. Voilà.
Hallo, herzlich willkommen zu Potpourri, meine Lieben. Ich weiß, es ist Jahre her, naja, Monate her, dass ich mich mal wieder wirklich bei euch gemeldet. Es tut mir furchtbar leid. Heute möchte ich euch auf Englisch erzählen, was denn geschehen ist in den letzten Monaten, für die, die es interessiert. Und ich werde euch auch noch von einem kleinen Projekt erzählen. Ganz spannend. Also bleibt dran, es ist auf jeden Fall interessant.
Alright,
back to English now. Whew, I don't know when I recorded the last episode. I actually should be more prepared than that, but I think it's about 2 months ago. No, hang on, that's actually 3 months ago. Bugger! That was when last thing I recorded was when I handed in my little MacBook Pro to get it repaired, which actually took about 4.5 weeks. You wouldn't believe it. But so let's not rant about Apple, because Apple is so great and it never crashes. So there's no point in being annoyed about those people or the equipment. Other than that, it's fixed now. And as you can hear, or probably not can hear, I'm back in Ireland, back at the Hamilton Institute. This is actually the place where I recorded the very first bunch of episodes of Potpourri. This is where Potpourri is born. You see, the circle sort of closes, and I'm back where it all began. Isn't that beautiful? Anyway. So what has been going on? You might be interested in that, maybe not. Some of you know me, some of you don't. So I did my Diplomarbeit in Australia, as you may know or may not know, in Newcastle. That's about 150 kilometers north of Sydney. It was about little robotic dogs playing soccer. And the team I was playing in actually won the World Cup. You may remember that. We're still very proud of it. And my Diplomarbeit that I got out of it was basically how I taught those little robotic soccer dogs to play passes, to actually do some team play, to get coordinated and to play passes. Because if you're playing passes and the other teams don't play passes, it's a major advantage you have. So my Diplomarbeit pretty much described how I got there, what the logic behind the stuff is, how it's actually calculated, how it's set up, because it's machines after all, so you can't just tell them with the basic human approach, well, see, if your mite's over there, you might as well play pass and that'll be good. So you can't tell that. You have to put it into formulas and algorithms and in computer language. And so that was part of it, the programming, but also the figuring out how to actually do it. So anyway, we got quite good results. I got a fairly good, if not very good, but let's not show off, Diplomarbeit out of it. And I presented that in Magdeburg in the end of September last year. Everything went well. I had a great presentation. I made muffins for the audience and coffee. That was not bribing them. That was just my own goodwill. Anyway, everybody was happy with it. And finally, I got my Diplom-Ingenieur, which is the degree I was working on to get for 5 years, And I'm now graduated. I'm a grown-up man. I could go into the industries and earn my own money, but I'm not. I'm doing my PhD. But I'm still earning my own money, so that's pretty good. Anyway, so, excuse me. This is again, this will be not cut today because I really can't afford the time of doing the normal cutting and tweaking and everything. So it's just all recorded in one go. So please bear with me if it's not that cool. Where was I? I said that I did my Diplomarbeit in Australia. I've defended that, had the defense presentation in Magdeburg where I studied. And so I graduated and... What was next? Well, next I stayed a couple of weeks in Magdeburg to just chill out a little bit. This is where I actually did record the last proper potpourri episode, the one with Steffi about the St. Jacob's Trail or whatever the English term for it is. I think you might quite have enjoyed that. I think I'm most proud of that episode. I think that was my best episode so far, my own personal opinion. And that's actually another reason why I didn't record anything new for such a long time, because I just wanted this to be a lasting, really good impression. And I think all you new listeners out there think, oh, this is great, gotta stick to this. Well, yeah, as you can see, it is still great, hopefully. Anyway, so I spent some time in Magdeburg, then I went to Italy for a little conference on stuff that I did a year and a half ago. That was in the systems biology group here at the Hamilton Institute. That was my very first conference, and I was very excited to go there. It was pretty good. I met a lot of interesting people. I heard a lot of interesting talks. Well, some of them were better, some of them were not so good. Some people just don't seem to know how to actually present stuff, how to make it easy to the audience to listen to understand, to put your point across. Left alone speak at least half proper English. Like, you know, if you're speaking English for like 20 years and you still have that strong Italian accent and nobody can understand what you're saying, no. Then just go get a language coach. I mean, come on, please make me understand what you're saying. Then I could actually enjoy your talk and not just be sitting there, oh, when is the thing going to be over? When do I get to get my muffins? But anyway, I'm drifting. So I was in Italy in Trento. It's in the north of Italy, quite close to the Garda Lake. Spent a couple of days there, had a look around the city, and obviously went to the conference. That was great. Really, really enjoyed that. And after that, I went back for a couple of days to Magdeburg until I finally started my first proper, job, more or less, at the TU Berlin, the Technical University of Berlin, in the group of my old professor from Magdeburg, who has actually moved there. So what did I do there? Well, I was doing a lot of reading, because my PhD, so my Doktorarbeit, for those that don't know what a PhD is, doctorate or whatever, doctorat in French, I think, that will be a joint work between the TU in Berlin and the Hamilton Institute here in Maynooth, which is close to Dublin in Ireland. So the idea is that I first spend a couple of months in Berlin to figure out and see what the people are doing there, what problems arise in their work. Then spend 2 years here at the Hamilton Institute, and then another 2 years back in Berlin. And that'll make it an overall of four and a half years, which is, I think, fairly all right, average time to do an engineering's PhD. A good one, hopefully. So I spent a couple of months in Berlin, actually. So that was from November to the end of January. Read a lot of papers and spoke with the people, what they were doing on, what kind of problems they had. I also, in the meantime, created a new website for the group. So that's basically a Wikipedia engine is running there to present the website. And it actually turns out to be working fairly well, because now everybody can modify the web page themselves instead of going to some lady that doesn't really have a clue about how to program stuff and make things look good and easy. So we're back to the less is more thing, right? So that homepage is running fairly well, and I think people are very happy with it. So that's another thing that I did there. And then, well, faster than I actually expected, the time in Berlin was over. And I came here to Maynooth on the 1st of February. Maynooth, as I said, is a little suburb town just outside of Dublin. So you can catch the bus or the train into town. You'll be there within about, an hour's time would be realistic with all the traffic jams and stuff. So here at the university, there is a special research institute called the Hamilton Institute, as I've mentioned so many times now. And people doing a variety of research topics here, like there's a small systems biology group, there is a control group, there's a group on networking, there's a group on wireless stuff, and some other just stability theory, switched systems. So there's actually a bunch of interesting topics going on. But what happened is that they just got a new project founded by Cisco. And I'd rather say less than more about all that stuff, because I don't know about confidentiality and because this is more or less top secret. So anyway, this is a project which is funded abundantly and generously, as one could say, by Cisco in the United States. And it's a project on getting network routers. So that's big machines that route all the traffic at the higher level, like not your little 40 euro wireless router next to your DSL connection at home, but the big kick-ass routers which sit at your ISP, internet service provider, that is, or at country level and huge organizations and that kind of stuff. So these routers are manufactured by Cisco, and they are trying to make them better, and my part is somewhere in there, and I'd better not say anything beyond that point. If you're still interested, you can still drop me an email. I think that'll be easier, and I can, well, explain more details, what I'll be doing on there. Speaking of email, let me just make a little excursion here. The reason why it also took me so long to get back to you to record a new episode is that I didn't really have the drive to do it, and I didn't really get a lot of feedback lately. And as you may know or may not know, podcasters are kind of driven by the audience participation and by people sending them emails saying, well, you're so cool, keep doing it, I admire you, I have absolutely no criticism, you're not saying too many times the funny word like I'm doing, and all that kind of stuff, you know. So what I'm saying is I'd be happy to get some more emails now saying, like, woohoo, Florian, you're back online. Not only from the people that I treasure, like Henning, for instance, or Markus. There's a bunch of regular listeners, which I really appreciate. But those are kind of the only people that have been writing emails to me in the past. So I'd be really happy if you, random listener out there, could also drop me an email, say, Florian, I love you, I want to marry you, you're the father of my children, or something along those lines. Just kidding, that was a joke. Anyway, let me finish that excursion. So if you're interested in that, what I'm doing here, you're also very welcome to pop me an email. My email address would be florian@knorn.org, florian@knorn.org. Anyway, I hate saying email addresses in podcasts, so please have a look at my podcast homepage or in the feed. There's also a little, like in the comment tag of this MP3, I'll also put a little note, so there you go. Where was I? Right, so I was working, I'm now doing my PhD on the Cisco project, and there'll hopefully be some very, very interesting insights and fancy results coming out of that, which I will then be able to hopefully elaborate on or extend on or work on a little bit further when I will be going back to Berlin in 2 years' time. Okay, so now we're in the present. Here I am in Maneuve. Have been here for 2 months now. Been away almost all the weekends on trips all throughout the country, which I really enjoyed. I might also tell you about that a little bit later on. Some of you may be interested in Ireland or things about Ireland, so you can definitely also stay tuned on that. Well, definitely expect something in that direction at some stage later in the future. I already had an episode on Ireland, so you might as well listen to that, but there are definitely going to be a lot of things that I want to add on to this past episode. It's fairly at the beginning, I think. Right, so I want to use the remaining, let me see, I've got really bad eyes, the remaining 2 minutes to just tell you about another thing. Some of my podcasting energy has also been diverted now, because there will be a new project I am working on in conjunction with Steffi, the lovely and charming lady that I did the last podcast with, the Jacob's Trial podcast. And by the way, she's listening, so hello, Steffi. So with her, I'm doing a new podcast, and it's going to be a crime thingy, a krimi, in German. I'm not sure how you actually translate that. I think a crime thriller thing. So basically, there's going to be an inspector, and they're trying to figure out a murder. And this is going to be something fairly new. I haven't really seen that along, because it's going to be done uniquely by her and myself. So it's just us two, but we're going to do it sort of the audiobook type of way. So there's going to be some narration in it, but there's also going to be a lot of real dialogues, and also trying to mix in some real background noise and atmosphere and sounds to really make it like a Hörspiel. Another English word that I don't really know. So, and another interesting thing is Steffi right now, she's in Brazil. So the entire podcast will be recorded between Brazil and here, Ireland. And we're also writing the story ourselves, or it has been written already. We're working on the dialogues now, so this is going to be really interesting. I'll pop another link into this feed. It's called the Podcast Krimi, and the name is Tatort. All right, and that's already the end of my podcast. Woohoo! That's timing, perfect. All right, so please stay tuned. Hello to all the new listeners, and also a big hello to my regular listeners. All that's left to say is cheers.
But